A new report shows Jordanian authorities are preventing Syrian refugees from returning to their country. Syrian officials say about 5,000 people have returned from the Al-Zaatari refugee camp in Jordan. Most of them have reportedly returned through illegal border crossings because Jordanian authorities had seized their IDs. The refugees accuse Jordan of confiscating humanitarian aid provided to them. They also say that Jordanian police are forcing each refugee to pay $200 before leaving the camp. Earlier, police fired tear gas at refugees in the camp, injuring five people. The clashes erupted after authorities arrested a group of Syrians attempting to flee the enclosed camp. The camp houses some 150,000 Syrians. About 55,000 Syrians have returned home in the past few months. Let's talk to Ali Al-Ahmad, director of IGA from Washington. Welcome to the program. Sir, Dr. Ahmad, how is it that Jordan is aiding and abetting the war on Syria? I mean, what's in it for Jordan and what consequences would such interference, if you may, have for Jordan?
Well, the Jordanian monarchy is locking step with the United States and the UK in its position vis-a-vis Syria. And part of what the Syrian, the Jordanian government has been doing and has done before on the Iraqi refugee situation is to benefit financially from these refugees. So to have a refugee in Jordan brings money to the Jordanian monarchy from the United Nations refugee agencies and from international donors who are trying to help Syrian refugees. So really, you are talking about they are using Syrian refugees as a cash cow. That's why they sent in their troops and attacked the Zaatari camp a few days ago and beat these people down and trying to prevent them from going back to their cities and homes in Syria.
I mean, the recent Friends of Syria gathering in Istanbul, what role has Turkey played in this crisis, despite the fact that the Turkish foreign minister himself has this theory of zero problem policy with neighbors?
Well, I think the Turkish government has changed its policy and morphed into much more aligning itself with the U.S. and thus certain Gulf countries' policies, because the Turkish government, as we speak, is trying to gain more influence in the region and also receive financial rewards and sell its policy in Washington. That's why in the middle of May, Mr. Erdogan will be coming here to try to finish or to continue his policy of being a darling of Washington and resuming relationship with Israel was one part of that, rebuilding the relationship in Washington and across the Western country.
And how has Turkey's image changed among its neighbors with its role in the crisis in Syria?
Well, I think they are trying to flex their muscle and to be a major player after being absent from that role for decades. Erdogan is trying to rebuild the Ottoman influence in the Middle East, in the Levant, at least in Iraq. The Turkish involvement in Iraq and Syria is very clear, and even in Bahrain, selling and giving and providing arms to the Bahraini monarchy to kill its people. So they are trying to be a player in the region and maybe compete with Iran and fulfill that West. Let's remember that Turkey hosts large American bases and NATO, it's a member of NATO. So they are trying to really to please the Western countries and Western alliance by implementing their policy, even if it was not good for the neighbor.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Ali Al-Ahmad, Director of IGA from Washington, thanks for your time there, sir.